experience we have high the experiences of meeting God.
Sangam Yogi Jeevan.
The conscious aged life is the elevated life, the most elevated life. You can create your fortune as much as you can. So such is the life of the conscious age. The biggest pleasure is the pleasure of meeting God. Today it is event of Shivratri. Whole entire Bharat will be celebrating Shivratri tomorrow. And Baba usually comes before one day of Shivratri. Baba hoisted the flag in this Om Shanti or in this diamond hall before Shivratri. We came closer to Baba. We need to learn this art that we can have the meeting with Baba at any time we need. We and also the devotees on the path of devotion. On the path of devotion, we and devotees just waited for having his vision. We have now, but it is the time that we have come from darkness to the light and we have reached to the destination. Many people give the speeches on Shivratri that it is when it is the darkness of Kali Yuga, that time the Shiva enters into this planet. Shiva Baba came and everywhere there was the light of the knowledge. So together with me you also have to think, our life has been fulfilled with the light of true knowledge. We can see our destination and also the path to the destination. So all of you think, is that after receiving the light of knowledge, have we made our life simple? Have we become happy? Or even today we feel that our mind is disturbed, it wanders, there are so many dualities, so many problems. Yes, definitely all these things are there in the Kali Yuga, the Iron Age. But because we have got the God, the one who has shown us the path, people haven't got. And because we have got the God, we have found the God, and therefore our things have become simple. The devotees on the path of devotion keep awaking, which is known as Jagran. They also take some alcoholic things to make themselves intoxicated. Today we have to awaken our powers and the divine virtues that is hidden inside us. We have received the light of knowledge, we have awakened, and we also, and the path of devotion, devotees, they hold the fast. So we have to hold the fast of the weaknesses, the vices, so that our life should become flawless forever, and all the weaknesses say goodbye. We should increase the godly intoxication to such an extent that we should increase the self-respect to such an extent that God Himself wants to meet we children. Definitely we want to meet Him, but He also feels to meet us. But our meeting with God should be every day. We should increase our spiritual level to an extent that He should be very curious to meet us, because He too loves us a lot. Accept this truth. The one who is the ocean of love, his whole entire love, his entire love is for we children who belong to him. So let us experience his love. So let us do one practice. Every day everyone should do this practice. With the help of this, your yoga will become simple. And the practice is, I the soul am the self sovereign. The special thing in it is, I am the owner of the mind and intellect. Give this deep feeling to yourself that I am the owner, and therefore mind and intellect will not wander here and there. So red light, okay, feel yourself that I am a king and I am seeing on the throne of my forehead. On your powerful form of your intellect, focus and give yourself the thoughts, I am a very, very powerful, sparkling soul. And I am seated on the throne of my forehead. I'm the owner of myself. I'm self-sovereign soul. I'm myself, I'm owner, and I am a self-sovereign soul. From me, everywhere, the rays of powers are spreading. See yourself, see your powerful form, from where the power, the rays of light and the powers are radiating everywhere. I'm a very powerful soul. I'm master almighty authority. Give yourself the thought very deeply, I am the owner of my mind and intellect. This both mind and intellect are my faculties. They cannot wander here and there without my direction. Give yourself this deep thought. I am a self-sovereign soul. I'm the owner, the master of this body. I'm the master of mind and intellect. I'm the master of this body. I'm the master of the sense organs. Om Shanti. Everyone should remember this beautiful versions of God, of Baba, that those who learn to rule your own faculties, your own senses, in the Laukik world also there are the people who are the rulers, they have someone under them. So when you will be having this practice in the spiritual way, then you will get cooperation from the people in the Laukik field whom you are ruling. Then there are parents who have the complaints that the children don't obey, the family members don't listen as they should increase this practice that I am a self-sovereign soul and your mind will come under your control and it will stop wandering here and there and the intellect will become silent, quiet and still. So in this conscious age, we have a very beautiful thing, a gift, and that is clean and clear intellect. Each one has got the intellect in this world, but those who make their intellects very clean and clear, those who make their intellect godly intellect, those who makes their intellect divine intellect, in that intellect, gets filled with the powers, blessings, and all the knowledge gets absorbed in that intellect. The devotees will take the alcoholic things for intoxication, but we need to increase the self-respect, and this secret should be remembered by each and everyone. This will help you in solving the problems that comes in family. The more deeply, the more very well we stabilize ourselves in the self-respect, then the respect will come to you as according to the shadow, it will come behind you. Your children, your society people, the people in your department, everybody will give you a lot of respect. And also together with that, so many problems will get solved. So have a self-respect. I am a very great soul. And just think that what is the effect of this self-respect when you practice, what results you are receiving. I am the soul, master, almighty authority. You have to focus your attention on this. The people in the world, they will do the jagran, and that will be only one night. They will keep awake the one night, but today we will awaken our potential that since we have become we belong to the Father, He gave us all of His powers to us as a gift. Those powers are with us. We are most powerful souls. But if we are not awakening those powers, they are remain in the dormant form. And the method to awaken is to have the self-respect that I am Master Almighty Authority. Accept it. And now we will do a very beautiful practice, and everyone has to do this practice one or twice in a day. It will help you in coming times that the wandering souls will not come to you, and even the negative vibrations will not even touch you with this practice. And what is that practice? The practice of that having the self-respect. I am Master Almighty Authority, and from me everywhere the rays of powers is red color are radiating everywhere, and around me there is a powerful aura. So for 5 times, for 7 times, you do this practice and create an aura around you, very powerful aura around you. Every day you have to create. You see yourself inside that aura and you will feel a very good feeling. Okay, let us do this practice. I am Master Almighty Authority. Accept it. I am very powerful. I'm a sparkling pearl sitting in the middle of the forehead, the heart is at the forehead.
Master Sarvashakti.
I am Master Almighty Authority. From me, the rays of powers are spreading everywhere. They are red in color. The powerful rays are red in color. Give yourself this thought twice and thrice and see the rays which is spreading from you everywhere. And these rays around me creating a powerful aura. See yourself inside this aura, in the middle of the aura, your aura. Give yourself a very good feeling that I am a very powerful soul and your powers will awaken. I'm very powerful. For a few moments, just feel Bab Dada's hand is over my head. Keeping his hand over my head, he has given me all his powers. Om Shanti. Feel yourself very powerful. Keep awakening your powers. Then you will not get puzzled in small trivial things. Listen very carefully that things will come in front of you, circumstances will come in front of you in the coming times and that too in a great intensity. But now we have to make ourselves ready for those things. I have to think that I am the very powerful than everything that comes in my life. And one more thing, if we think more about the things or the situations that come in my life, if I go in the expansion of the things, then our powers also fill down. And therefore, we cannot experience ourselves powerful, and the influence of the situations comes on the situation of the stage of my mind. The situations or the scenes are not powerful. I, the soul, am the powerful. These are Baba's very beautiful words. Things or situations are not big. You are the big. Yes, by listening this version of Baba, my eyes got open. You should also realize this, that the things, the situations, the circumstances are not big. I, the soul, am a big. It came in the Murli. Every day we listen Murli. 15 days back, it came that you are a very big, eminent person. The God is saying like that. So I need to accept my greatness, my eminentness. I'm not a small miss, I'm not lower grade soul, I'm a very high grade soul. We are the souls who give to the world. My flow, the flow of energy reaches to the whole world. Few days back only in Avyakt Muli Baba said, you are the ancestors. The whole world is following you. This is our this is our seniority. Our thoughts are also followed by the world. Even our sanskars, our feelings, our doubts and the truth and determination, weakness, everything of us is followed by the whole world. And therefore, make yourself big, make yourself senior, make yourself powerful. Our level is very high. Therefore, the small things, trivial things will not cause us the pain. Yes, those who are translators, please reset your places. So we should pay attention on this. Now let us proceed to the settled region and have a meeting with Baba. Just feel, experience, keep yourself chitta, the subconscious mind, very quiet. Make it ready to have a meeting with God. I'm an angel. I, the sparkling jewel, am sitting in the body of light. See your form. I'm a sparkling light sitting inside the, not the physical body, but the subtle body, which is similar to physical body, but made up of light only. I am an angel who is free from all bondages. I am an angel who is double light. Now I, the angel flying towards the sky, crossing the sky. Everyone, see yourself up above in the subtle region, the region of the light, the region of angels. Here, everywhere, there is white light. This is the world of angels. Here the angels are strolling. See around yourself, everywhere there are the sparkling souls inside the subtle body, the body made up of light. In front there is Brahma Baba. He is in his complete perfect form. He is in his powerful form, the sparkling form. He is our mother as well as father. He is in the form of parents. He is watching us, looking at us with the loveful drishti.
Baba ke mastak mein sarv shaktivan.
In the forehead of Baba, the powerful Shiv Baba is sparkling there, the almighty authority. His rays of power are falling on me. Baba has applied the tilak on my forehead and has given the blessings. Child, be victorious. May you be victorious. Accept this blessing, the Supreme Sadguru's blessing. Child, be victorious over Maya. May you be obstacle free, free from obstacles. May you be image of success. And he has kept his hand over my head and has empowered the blessings that he has given just by keeping his hand over my head. And he reminded me, child, you are the great soul of this world. You are the ancestors who sustain everyone. You are the one who benefits the whole world. You are the world benefactors. On this planet, you are the sparkling stars, lightning stars. With your light, the whole world gets lightened, lit up. You are not ordinary. You are the basis, the foundation of this world, the planet. Baba is giving me drishti. And while receiving the drishti, we came back to this physical world. Om Shanti. All of you should awaken the divinity which is inside you. Baba's everyday's murli. You should listen with this vision, with this feeling that Baba himself, every day he reminds us lots of things. He reminds us the things of 5,000 years back. We should remember all those things. Every day he reminds us that you were the deities. You were in the supreme abode. From there you came down. You used to rule over the world. You were the complete pure. You are Lakshmi, you are the ancestor, you are the one who belongs to the clan of Lakshmi Narayan. The more you ponder over it and bring it in your awareness, the more the divinity inside us will awaken. All of you remember that 2,500 years we were deities, not only for 2.5 days, but 2,500 years. We were maintaining complete purity, complete voiceless, we were complete no violence. We have the roots, the seeds of the violence free, the voiceless, all such things we were inside us. And that is why last time Baba draws the attention of everyone and he said that you have to practice the five forms. Remember your deity form, what a beautiful and pure and full of the smile and the virtues. And the more you practice, all that will awake. Oh, this is me. Give this thought every day to you. And now let us bring our deity form in front of us. Bring your deity form of your golden age deity form in front of you. The body is completely pure. On the head there are two crowns, you are doubly crowned. On the face there is sparkle and divinity. In this golden age we are voiceless completely, not a single trace of vice, filled with all virtues, completely satisfied, blessed, even cheerful. We are the world sovereign, rulers of the world. This is me. Have this thought. This is my form. And we, in 2500 years, I took this form for 21 births. I was for 21 births in a deity form, completely pure. All those sanskars are in me. I am the same one. I, the soul, am the same soul, only the body has changed. Om Shanti. Do this practice. Doing this practice is very necessary. See your form in front and also have thinking on it. You have to do both and give yourself a good feeling that this is me. So you have, then inculcating virtues will become very simple. Purity will become natural. Powers will increase. Baba just says the words that you used to rule over the world. You were the Baba never says master. Baba says you are the almighty authority. You used to rule over the nature also. It's a very big thing. It is the whole sky, whole the earth and the whole sea were yours. Nobody can see you. You are the Shiv Shaktis. Nobody can be victorious over you. This is our self-respect that Baba awakens. So we should brighten our life in such a way that with the help of the knowledge our paths have lightened up. And with the help of this, we will lighten up the path of the world. We will teach the world, people of the world, how to live in the families, how to increase selfishness, selflessness. In the Iron Age, only and only everybody is needing the wealth, and the value of the relationship has decreased, and the love which is selfless is decreasing. Only the selfishness, yours, mine, such walls are getting erected a lot, and there are people are not enjoying the pleasure of life. Everyone has eyeness. It is just like it has got stuck. The eyeness has got stuck to the people. yesterday or the day before yesterday, Baba said, because you have the idols, therefore you have the fear. If you say, my Baba, Baba, everything belongs to you, if you do this, then your fear will finish and you will become fearless. To all the brothers and sisters, I'm going to give a very beautiful thought of Baba, and with the help of that, in your life now and in the coming times, you will have the very good, beautiful experiences. I have learned this thing from the Sakar Baba's time. Consider your home as Baba's yagya. Just listen Baba's beautiful words. The children who make their home as Baba's yagya, it is like they are eating the Brahma Bhojan every day. Their treasure stores, their will remain, their kitchen will remain fulfilled. Baba will look after them. Even while sitting at home here, you see your home and give yourself home. And seeing your home and say yourself, this is not my home, this is Baba's yagya. Give this feeling. And with this help, you will come under the canopy of Baba. He will look after you. He will become the head of your family. And consider that He is the head. But consider the head of my home, my family is my Fathership Baba. This is the day of Shivratri. The innocent Lord becomes pleased with everybody. You might have noted in this message that Baba pleases on the feelings of devotees. Somebody is bringing water, somebody is doing some lot of efforts and coming to Him, and Baba gives the result of their feelings. And as we are the children, so He has already pleased on us. And now, at this moment, today only, He is going to come and give us the blessing. There is a big importance of blessings. Whatever blessing we will receive from Baba, that blessing will become natural, will make my life that way. We have taken the victorious blessing of may you be victorious, then we will be the victorious or Maya. We have taken the blessing of free from obstacles, then the obstacles will finish. If we have taken the blessing of may you be the image of success, then we will receive success in every aspect. Today with true heart we will listen, we will receive the blessings from Baba. Now let us do the same practice once again. We will invoke Baba and the song will also be played. We have to invoke Baba with lot of love and with lot of right, with our own belongingness, that Baba is mine. Okay, let us take ourselves to the Supreme Abode and see your Father, the friend, the one who gives the life, see Himself, see Him, the one who is incorporeal. But He is the Satyam Shivam Sundaram, means the truthful, beautiful, and the benefactor. He is the Almighty Authority. He loves us a lot. He loves me a lot. And stabilize your intellect on Him. Invite Him with lot of love. Oh beloved Shiv Baba, we have come to your court, your gathering. You too come. Leave your heavenly abode, the Supreme Abode, and come to us.
Yogi Jivan Sakara, Yogi.
On our invitation filled with love, Shiv Baba is coming down, descending down.
Sukshma lok mein Brahma tan mein pravesh kiya.
And entered in the subtle region, in the body of Brahma Baba, and together Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba descending down. And have raised in front of us. Everybody should see the Bab Dada in front of them. He is a friend of our mind. He is the one whom we were looking, searching since ages. He is the same who has come to give the fruit of our devotion. Bab Dada is in front of me. He is giving me drishti. Take the blessing, whatever you want from him, and whatever burdens you have, hand over to him. He is responsible. He is the one who has come to take all our burdens. Baba has applied the tilak on my forehead and is ready to give blessings. So receive the blessings, whatever you want. Tell Him whatever you want. God, give me this blessing. Baba, give me this blessing. Tell Him whatever you want.
Man ke sare bojh bhi Baba ko de de, halke ho jaye.
Even hand over all of your burdens to Him and become light. The one who has the hand of God over his hand, the one whose burdens takes the to take the burdens, the God comes. Why should that one should be burdensome? So give Him everything you have in the burden form. Baba is smiling at me and giving me drishti. While giving drishti, he has gone back to his abode. Om Shanti. Whenever you brothers and sisters come here, during every visit, when you come here, have one thought that I have to learn at least one thing from Baba and go back. For example, I will tell you how to live the life, how to make the life full of happiness, how to make the family full of love, peace and happiness. Learn these things and go back. Everyone knows this. Baba has taught these things. Let me tell you one more beautiful thing. Many brothers and sisters say, in our house, in our home, there is a little bit of peacelessness. We can't have the proper meditation. My mind wanders. This is the problem in our home. We can't have the meditation there. So pay attention that you have to recognize here one thing, that we are the Master Creator. I am the Master Creator. I am the one who can create. So peacelessness cannot influence me. I can create the peace anywhere. The problems cannot harass me. We can do the good practices and make the whole family free from problems. That much power we have. We are the Master Creators. You have to remember this. The vibrations of the world, that power we have to change the vibrations of the world, even to make the lighthouse to our center, that power also we have inside. So every time when you come, we need to learn that I have to live my life like this. It's every time when you come, you should change your thought, your sanskar. It is very necessary in this world to change your thought, because the people, the human beings are nowadays having the wrong thoughts. They are considering their wrong thoughts, negative thoughts, as the right thoughts. Baba has given us the knowledge and we can recognize, we can differentiate which one is right, which one is right, which one is wrong, which one is right. We cannot say the right one the wrong or wrong one the right. So we need to change something when we come here. If I am not happy, so together with me have the thought, if I am not happy, if I am not successful, if I am sick, if I am in the middle of the obstacles, who is responsible? I myself is responsible for this. For the time being, we show the finger towards others, nothing will happen. Unless we change ourselves, we change the behavior, our tone, when you improve, you increase your the practice of yoga, all these things will become right. So this time also you have to learn and go back. If you get angry, so have this determined thought, have the planning that I will make my subconscious mind that's quiet, the peaceful in this way. I have told these things many times in classes that in the conflict age, the one who has made their subconscious mind the chitta very peaceful, those who have made their feelings pure, those who have created, filled yourself the love for everyone, who have awakened their power, that one is the real knowledgeable soul. And such knowledgeable souls can become the elevated yogi soul. For being a yogi, having the clarity and understanding of knowledge is very essential. Those brothers and sisters, those sisters who have to sit on the yoke on the dais, they can come on the dais.
Powerful.
At least 25 things of knowledge, a very powerful point should be with you, and you have to practice that, whether you do in a week or in a month. These 25 things should be such that once you remember one thing and your power should awaken. Once you remember that one thing, my mind should become very carefree. And my mind should become free from worry, should not wander in the ways but become stabilized. What will happen? That thought should remain. Such powerful points of knowledge should be noted in yourself that makes you intoxicated. And before I end the class, one more thought I want to give all of you. Whenever you get up in the early in the morning, you have to practice 3 times. Everything that is happening with me will happen very good. Why? Because I'm very fortunate and the God Himself is with me. So like this, you have to have 5 thoughts. Everything will happen with me will be good because I'm very fortunate. My God Himself is with me. Many sisters, the teacher sisters, have started telling and asking the students to repeat this after Murli class. Yes, you teachers, you remind these things to everyone. The very moment you get up early in the morning, you should repeat, you should feel this practice. These are the Baba's words, that even if something is going to bad, that will change into good. This is the power that we have, the power in our thoughts. So now we will have we will enjoy the Baba's Murli, we will do the very beautiful yoga, that Baba's rays are falling on me, I will give you a very beautiful method, we will invoke Baba, Baba come, descend down, and one time you will see that the Shiva Baba, the Son of Knowledge, has come to us in front of us, his rays are falling on me. So for some time you absorb his rays and then you invoke Bab Dada and see that Bab Dada both are in front of me and giving drishti to me. They have kept their hand over my head and then Baba's rays are falling on me. So you have to do 3 practices serially, and while listening Murli, you have the feeling that God is talking to me. You should have that direct feeling that the God directly is talking to me. So let us go to the Supreme Abode. Just see yourself in the incorporeal form and we will go to the Supreme Abode and sit in front of the incorporeal God. His powers will get merged in me.